Orbán, I'd rather cut off my own hand than turn Hungary into immigrant country like Germany. By Jack Montgomery on February 2, 2022. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has defended his government's pro-child-rearing and anti-mass migration policies, saying he would rather cut off my own hand than turn his homeland into an immigrant country like Germany. In an interview with Hungary's Kossuth Radio, a transcript of which has been received by Breitbart London, the national conservative leader covered a wide range of topics, including Tuesday's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin and his reasons for purchasing Russian and Chinese as well as Western vaccines. That is, vaccines are manufactured in factories which have owners, and they want to make a profit. In Hungary, there are people who are clever enough to know that if one wants to negotiate well with one particular company, one also needs to negotiate with another company. Perhaps more interesting to observers outside Hungary, however, will be his comments on the Central European country's novel approach to controlling inflation by capping petrol prices at 484 cents, near $1.32/$1.52, per liter and requiring food prices to be returned to October 15, 2021 levels and frozen for 3 months, and his rebuke to Germany's new left-led coalition government's stance on mass migration. We don't want to follow the West's example in using the instrument with which it seeks to solve its population or depopulation problems, the import of immigrants. We don't want to be an immigrant country, the Fidesz leader told his interlocutor. There are countries in Western Europe like the German government that has just taken office and has written the following into its program: Germany is an immigrant country. I'd rather cut off my own hand than write such a sentence into any government program, he declared. Prime Minister Orbán emphasized that his government has pursued strong border controls and an extensive family support program as an alternative to mass migration because, in his view, replacing Hungarian children who aren't being born with foreign adults is an absurdity, and, moreover, impossible. The veteran anti-communist activist also obliquely addressed the accusations of some right-wingers in Western Europe and North America that his support for families is socialistic. Previously addressed by Families Minister Katalin Novak in an exclusive interview with Breitbart London. Ultimately, behind all this, it's our deep conviction that if there are no children, there is no future. So we can live comfortably today, but what about tomorrow? Who will we leave the country to? He asked, answering his own question by adding, "We want to leave the country to our children, not to strangers." Facing a largely unified opposition of Hungary's leftist parties and even the far-right Jobbik as he attempts to earn a fourth consecutive term this year, like Germany's now former leader Angela Merkel before him, Orbán said his personal objective if returned to office would be to create an environment where making the commitment to having children won't harm someone's financial situation, but improve it. That is, in terms of monthly budgets, and actual household expenditure, his government would try to make it so that the situation of someone with two or three children shouldn't be more difficult than it would be if they hadn't had children. The Hungarian public head to the polls on April 3, 2022. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.